News Talk Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. We're going to speak in this segment to Eric Alper, freelance music publicist, Sirius XM host, and music expert, about what's going on in the Canadian music scene and what we can look forward to in 2023. But first, there's just a little bit of breaking news here. This is sad news. After a career that spanned five decades with 20 Emmy Awards or 12 Emmy Awards to her credit, Barbara Walters has passed away at the age of 93. She joined ABC News in 1976, becoming the first female anchor on an evening news program. 3 years later, she became the co-host of 2020, and in 1997, she launched The View. She was a broadcasting legend by any metric, passing away today at age 93. Eric Alper, are you there?
I am here. That's really sad news. I just got a kind of alert about it as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely just crashed through that glass ceiling for women in broadcasting.
Yeah, it really, she had an absolutely remarkable career, one where she interviewed everybody. This is someone who could sit down with a breaking news subject, someone that was just off the street in a breaking news situation.
And then Florence Henderson.
or a president or whoever. I mean, just absolutely legendary in every sense of the word. So Barbara Walters passing away at age 93. Eric, there's so much happening right now on the Canadian music scene. After a few dark years, bands had a rough time playing live. They couldn't tour. Right now, touring, I guess, is where the money is by and large. Are things looking up in 2023?
Yeah, it all depends on who you ask. I think that if you ask the managers and record labels of Canadian artists like Justin Bieber and Shania Twain and Drake in The Weeknd, things are going perfectly well. You know, they've understood and accepted and moved on from the fact that music streaming services don't really pay that much for, you know, every million streams on Spotify. For instance, the artist or the rights holders gets about $4,000 worth of royalties to share amongst the record labels, the managers and lawyers and everybody else. But if you ask the independent artists, the ones that kind of keep the industry going for the most part, they've had a little bit of a rough ride, especially in the last couple of year, thanks to COVID, thanks to not being able to tour. The mental health factor has absolutely settled in to their mindset of not being able to play, not being able to have their hobby out there, not seeing anybody or touring this great country. So I think things are slowly getting back to normal for them, because the backlog of all of these shows that got canceled in the last 3 years are now done. They've been announced. Mm-hmm. They've been able to play in the last 4 months. So I think, you know, there's going to be a little bit of more open road for these independent artists to get back to what they want to do and love to do, which is, for the most part, playing live.
And making money again.
Yeah, making money again. I mean, that's always going to be, I mean, that was always a tough sell in the music industry anyway. It was always, you know, the one or top 2% of the artists that really made the money. Everybody else was kind of in debt to the record label or, you know, kind of broke even on the road or spent all their money on, you know, their drug habit or their alcohol problem or their second or third wives. But realistically, it was always tough to make money in an industry that that a lot of people may, you know, because you're solely relying on the audience to do it. And like every other business, you know, but that's why we're so lucky here in Canada to have the financial and loving support of like Factor and the Canada Council and the Toronto Arts Council, who help the artists where they need it the most.
I'm speaking with Eric Alper, freelance music publicist, Sirius XM host, and music expert. We're talking about what's going on in Canadian music. Shania Twain is by no means an independent artist. and she's back, though. She's got a big tour that's coming. I know I interviewed her a few years ago. She told me she's kind of reticent to tour. She loves performing live. She doesn't love touring. But here she is, hitting the road.
Yeah. Yeah, here she is. She's got a forthcoming album called Queen of Me that's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks. And, you know, everybody's on board with the Shania Twain Queen of Me tour. It hits so far in on May the 2nd and 3rd at the Rogers Arena in Vancouver, and then goes right across the country to Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, a couple of shows right here in Toronto, London, and Hamilton, and Ottawa as well. So this is absolutely going to be one of the biggest tours in music. She's been off the road for a while, and thanks to the documentary and her performance with Harry Styles at Coachella earlier this summer, it kind of brought her to a whole new audience.
Also, I wanted to mention Kid Koala. I saw the Storyville Mosquito. Now, this is a show where he performs with a string quartet. Kid Koala, if you don't know, is a disc jockey. And they perform, they make a movie in front of you. They perform with big puppets. They make a movie in front of you. It's projected on a screen above them. And it's absolutely incredible. And so Kid Koala is going to sort of keep playing in different cities around the country with this. He'll be playing in Quebec City in February. Have you seen this show? It's absolutely mind-bending.
I haven't seen it. But, you know, Kid Koala is one of these people in the Canadian music industry that if he was in America, he would just be legendary already. You know, he's toured with Arcade Fire and DJ Shadow and the Beastie Boys. He does hip hop. He does ambient music. He does classic rock, blues. He just absolutely lives, eats, and breathes music. And the fact that that he's continuing to be vibrant in the music and film industry. I mean, he can't sit still. But the amazing thing is that everything he does is just brilliant and astonishing. So that's great.
Yeah, if you're in Quebec City and you have a chance to see the Storyville Mosquito, go see it. It is such a treat. Nickelback are being entered into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in 2023. You know, they're the band that people love to hate, but people go. They tour. They've sold 50 million records. What's your take on Nickelback and their prognosis for 2023?
I've never understood any of the hate for them. I mean, you know, four of the nicest guys that you'll ever want to meet, you know, continues to put out the meat and potatoes rock and roll. That's really no different than AC/DC. You know, AC/DC doesn't do any ballads, you know, it's the same three chord, not knocking AC/DC by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I've always thought that Nickelback always got a little bit of a bad rap, but they're going to be on tour as well. They've got a brand new album that is out right now called Get Rollin', and it's exactly what you think you want from Nickelback in 2022, and they're always going to be a mainstream act, and they're finally getting inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, and good for them.
So we just have like literally 30 seconds left. What thing are you looking forward to most in Canadian music in 2023?
I think I'm really looking forward to seeing what artists are able to do with technology. You know, there's a lot of talk about AI and artificial intelligence. There's a lot of talk about, you know, live streaming and metaversing and everything like that. I just hope that all of it just goes away and artists just gets back to the real life road in playing in front of people and doing what they want to do. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, to be excited about in Canadian music. And that's certainly going to be one of them is how artists were able to kind of mix with technology and if they're going to have it work for them or work against them.
Eric, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Richard. We'll talk soon. Have a great new year.
You too. Eric Alper, freelance music publicist on News Talk Tonight. Stay with me. Lots more to come.